I do really love a drive in the country, getting behind the wheel, winding down the window, putting your hand out to feel the temperature and the wind go past. This week it's Clint Jasper who's joining us in the car as we cruise through the country. Clint, the Drought Fund saga, we talked about that a moment ago. The government announced $100 million of further drought funding, but one council has said they don't need it.
Yeah, well, if you stuck your hand out of the window of the car we're driving through in the Shire of Moyne in southwest Victoria, you'd see rolling green hills, well-fed cattle, very unlike the scorched, parched kind of landscape in New South Wales and Queensland at the moment. When the government announced the money last Friday, one of the councillors, Colin Ryan, was driving around and listening to the Country Hour, and it was the first he'd heard that their council was getting the money. So they're currently... they're having a meeting tomorrow and they're trying to work out how they can politely decline the money to make sure it goes somewhere that actually needs it.
How did that happen?
Well, the Drought Minister, David Littleproud, said that they get like a set of data from the Bureau of Meteorology, and this time around they got the sheet. 123 councils have already got it, and it said that Moyne, at the end of June, nearly two-thirds of it had been in drought, so it automatically triggers the release of $1 million from this community drought scheme. And so that's basically how they ended up with the money. But there were a few of us in the rural department on Friday looking at the list of councils, just saying, like, you know, we talk about the drought every day and we don't hear people from the York Peninsula. We don't hear people from the Coorong. We certainly don't hear them from southwest Vic. So they're currently doing some kind of forensic audit of how this data is compiled and how it triggers the money to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Okay. And how has the Bureau of Meteorology responded to this story?
They actually haven't yet. Or Victorian Country, I'll put in a response today. But essentially, there's lots of different types of drought and there's lots of definition of drought. Obviously, they all mean that it's not raining, but the way that one state defines it versus the federal government versus the Bureau is all different. So I guess bringing that all together as part of this forensic audit.
All right, Clint Jasper, let's keep driving down this country road. The government's saying the number of backpackers keen to work on farms is increasing. What's driving that up?
Basically, there's a visa called the 417 visa. It means that it's called a working holiday visa. If you want to stay a second year, you do 88 days of farm work. The government recently announced changes that meant if you want to stay a third year, you can do 6 months of farm work. They also expanded the range of people who can access the scheme, and that apparently has been an attractive enough proposition that 20% more people have signed up.
Right. Okay. So I guess for the backpackers, it's like we can stay longer, so it's worth coming out.
Yeah. There's. It really depends on how much you want to stay in Australia, because in backpacker circles and groups, it doesn't have the best reputation as the most fun work. Even among some farmers, they say the backpackers are lazy. They get drunk all the time. Like, they honestly really just don't want to be there. They want a signature on a piece of paper that says they've done 88 days of farm work. So. However they go about achieving that is basically, like, that's their only aim. So a lot of people drop out as well. We've heard some pretty gnarly stories of mistreatment of backpackers, which have all kind of dented the scheme. And the reason why the federal government wanted to revamp it was to kind of get more people in, because they were dropping like flies.
All right, just very quickly, we've got about 30 seconds. This seems like a crazy question to ask, but does Australia have too many wineries?
According to Wine Business International magazine, Australia, like the rest of the world, has too many small wineries that just won't be able to compete as if the market keeps going the way it's going. So I think there's 2,500 in Australia. I don't know how many doctors and lawyers count their, you know, country block as a winery.
Their tax write-offs.
Yeah, exactly. They're probably the ones that won't survive in this new marketplace.
Yeah, right. Okay, interesting. A lot of people love their wineries and love making wine, whether it's profitable or not.
Yeah, there's too much choice. That's the problem.
Yeah, all right. Well, it's been beautiful driving through regional New South Wales. We've travelled a fair way in this little chat, Clint. Thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure.